Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, June the 2nd, 1985. We want to welcome you here to this Sunday morning service at our church. This is the Pastor James Hamlin wishing for each one of you God's best. We love you. Our choir is going to sing a number that says, Why Do I Sing About Jesus? We've got something to sing about. The Lord Jesus Christ, who has done so much for us. Why do I sing about Jesus? Tom's going to come to read our scripture for us after I mention some other prayer requests. We do want to pray for the J.B. Watts family. J.B. works with Randy at Lost Mountain Mining. And J.B. and his wife lost two children. They go to Nice Memorial Church, I believe. In fact, he was at church last Sunday along with the two children. And certainly we need to pray for them today and throughout this week. These two children were born on the same day, a year apart, and died on the same day. Let's be praying for that family this week. Also, let's be praying for Riley Rich's family. And continue to lift up these in our bulletin that are listed. Leanna Sutton needs our prayers at this time. And Lucas Robinson and Harvey Skaggs. Sam Fugit. Junior Sutton has surgery Thursday of this week. Let's be Can you pray for Kenneth and Goldie and the needs that they have at this time? And my prayer is that this service this morning will be all that God would have it to be. That's my prayer. Brother Tom, you come and read our scripture for us and lead us in prayer, please.
The prayer scripture is taken from Psalm 62, 5 through 8. But I want to say something for the Lord before I start reading here. We just take life, I think, too many times for granted, and we keep saying, well, we can put it off till tomorrow for salvation, and there is no promise of tomorrow. We look at Raleigh Ritchie today. Here he is. He's already gone, and death definitely has no respect of persons. These two little children died, seven, eight, or eight, nine. Here Raleigh is near 50. We're just not promised, and I think we ought to, when we prosper here on this earth, we ought to give the Lord the praise and the glory. We too many of us don't have time for the Lord. We think that all this stuff is just, well, we're just here. We were born and we're going to live and we're going to die. Well, this is true, but we're also going to go somewhere when we die. And I tell you, I think a person, as soon as they become of age or whatever the age is, if they do get saved at this age, they are going to be blessed this much more by serving the Lord all these many years until they die, and they may not even be many then. But I know my problems. When I see things like this, I look at me. I can't answer for nobody else. I can only answer for me. And I'll tell you, I'm going to meet the Lord one of these days. And I've heard people sing songs. I'm going to walk right up and shake Jesus' hands. The thing that bothers me most about dying is how I'm going to face the Lord. I'll tell you, I know I'm not worthy to even look at the Lord, but He saved me. And I tell you, we forget the Lord when it comes to our money. We forget the Lord when it comes to our time. And I'm not talking about tithes up here this morning and all this, but I'm saying there's things in our life that don't belong to us, but we hold them back from the Lord. And I'll tell you, our days can be shortened by our disobedience. When Sunday comes, it's time for a person to be in church. And we too often, with the lake, picnics, and today is beautiful. We could be out doing something else, but I'll tell you, it's a blessing to me to come to the Lord's house and shake hands with my brothers and sisters. I'll tell you, it does me good to fellowship. We're just not thankful enough. We just don't think at all, I think, a lot of times. None of us deserve to go to heaven. But through and by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can. I'll tell you, I wish I could be saved for everybody. I wish I could save everybody, but I can't. I can just answer for Tom. But today, we're going to preach our own funeral as we go through life. We're a testimony, and we ought to live it for the Lord. And I know that I'll never be worthy, but thank God He's let me enjoy a little of it, and I'm going to give Him the praise. Okay, let's open our Bible. I'm wasting a little time here, I guess, but 5 through 8. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Let's all bow in prayer now. Our dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, Lord, for this day. We pray for the ones, Lord, that's lost his loved one. We pray for the family down on Lost Creek, Lord. We know that you giveth and you taketh away. And, Lord, we thank you for what you give us in our daily walks of life. We know that we don't deserve it, Lord, but through you, we know, Lord, that you're going to give us what we need. And, Lord, we just thank you for all the joys that you give us, all the privileges that you give us. Lord, we want to shut our mind from the other part of the world, Lord, and just think only of thee this morning as we worship here. We thank you for this, Lord, this scripture that we've read. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
We have a wonderful song here that says, "The Lord's our rock, in him we hide a shelter in the time of storm." There have been some storms in the United States and Canada recently. 90-some people killed, 60-some lives lost in Pennsylvania alone. The Lord's our rock. Page 289 is Brother Tom comes to lead us.
Okay, let's stand on this thing, the first and last verse.
During the offering today, three of our girls are going to sing a song. I don't know if it's the one they sang Sunday night or not, but we appreciate them singing for us. Steve, would you lead us in prayer, please, brother?
Lord, we just thank you for this day and the opportunity to come to your house, Lord. And we just pray that you will be with the families we have lost loved ones. And Lord, we just pray that you will bless and comfort them in whatever way possible, Lord. We just pray that if there's anyone here today, Lord, that doesn't know you, that something said or done, Lord,
amen. Amen.
Thank you.
You need to be on the rock that we're going to be preaching about today, or you're going to be left behind when Jesus comes. Gardner is going to come at this time to sing for us before the message. Every time a person puts their faith and trust in the Lord, it's a miracle of miracles. As all their sins are blotted out in a second's time. Their past sins, their present sins, even their future sins are gone. Here in verses Brother Tom read for us, we'd like to speak today on God, our rock. Someone said it like this: seems like everything that's nailed down is coming loose. We're living in trying times, and we need a place to for our salvation. A wonderful foundation, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our rock. God, our rock. Today is Religious Liberty Sunday. And here on the in the front of the bulletin, you have a nice picture of the Liberty Bell and our flag. I believe in a way, many times, as Brother Tom mentioned, we take our religious freedom for granted. the privilege we have to come to fellowship around the Word of God and to shake hands and love each other. We take it for granted many times. I'm thankful that we have hope today in the midst of this world that's in a turmoil, it seems like. We have hope. God is our rock. My prayer today is that you will listen with an attentive ear. If you're lost or if you're saved, I trust every one of us will listen with an attentive ear. I trust God's Word today will bring conviction and help to you. That's why we're here, is to help you and to encourage you. If you're saved, the prayer of my heart is that you'll leave encouraged if you're discouraged at the present time. We'll keep looking up to the Lord for guidance and for courage and strength to live on a high plane this week as we look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. A few Sunday nights ago, we spoke on Psalm 40, where David said, He has brought me up out of an horrible pit, out of a miry clay, and He has set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. The Lord seemed to encourage me this past week to preach on God, our rock, our rock. And we're going to look at a few things I believe that this word rock means, as God is our rock. Our main passage is going to be taken from Psalm 62. Before we look into the message, let's look to the Lord again in a word of prayer. Father, we thank Thee for bringing each person here today, for every precious individual, Lord, that is seated here in our church this morning. We thank Thee for each one, for every home represented, Lord. And may You, Lord, right now speak to our hearts, each one of us, that we would ask ourselves, how is it between me and Thee? Lord, we thank Thee that You have a purpose in our living here in this world. And we pray, Lord, if there is anyone here who is still not on the rock, the Lord Jesus Christ, that today they will get on this sure foundation. We thank Thee for loving us, Lord, and allowing us to see a new day, a new Lord's Day, this first day of the week. Father, give us courage this week to say no to sin and yes to Thee. We thank Thee for our sure foundation, the rock. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. A few years ago, we took our family to Logan, West Virginia, to hear an I Love America rally by Jerry Falwell and his group. And they sang a song there entitled "The Church Triumphant." That was worth driving all that way and getting home about 3 o'clock in the morning. That one song was worth it all. "The Church Triumphant is alive and well." God has to be in the church for the church to have survived these 2,000 years and more. God is in it. The Holy Spirit is in the church. He's in each one of us individually if we're saved today. Jesus said to Simon Peter one day, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" He asked the whole disciples that, every one of them. And Peter, the spokesman, he spoke up and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." You know what Jesus said? He said, "Upon this rock, what you have just said, Peter, upon this rock, the rock of my sonship, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I'm glad today that the church, the bride of Christ, is upon a rock. The Daily Bread said like this, we may tremble on the rock, but the rock will never tremble under us. I want to say this morning, friends, that you and I, if we're saved, we're on a solid foundation. What is the most important part of a building? It is not the doors and windows and the roof and the walls. It is the foundation. It's the foundation. If they had not built our home where we live down on Big Creek, if they had not built it on a good foundation, it would have been falling apart by now. With all the dynamite blasts, it's endured from the Daniel Boone Parkway and other things. The foundation is very important, and Jesus is the rock, the foundation upon which our salvation rests. Thank God for the rock. In 1 Corinthians 10, Paul said, this will be our key verse today, and they did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. And that word rock there in 1 Corinthians 10 is capitalized both times. They drank of that spiritual rock, the rock that Moses hit there in the wilderness. And this is where he disobeyed God. And he had to die before he did not get to go into the promised land. God said, speak to the rock, and he hit it twice. And water came out, but it disobeyed God. My friend, that rock, Paul says, was Christ. First of all, I believe a rock speaks to us of shelter. In Psalm 61, verses 2 and 3, it says, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. The first stanza of the song we sang a while ago says, the Lord's our rock, in him we hide a shelter in the time of storm. Secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm. The chorus says, oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Have you ever had any storms come in your life? Spiritual storms? J.B. Watts and his wife, this past Wednesday evening, as I was in a room with them, their little 7-year-old, little 8-year-old boy had already been killed at the scene of the accident, and his daughter, they were working with her in the emergency room. And 2 or 3 times he had someone to go and to check on her. And they were running in and out of the door, working, doing their best to save this little girl. The doctors had to finally come in and say, we just couldn't do it. My friend, every one of us have storms. At some time or another, and I'm glad that we can say with the verse that Cor Ten Boom loves so well in Psalm 32:7, thou art my hiding place. You're my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Brother Combs' niece is an artist. And she painted us a picture a few days before Myrna had to go for surgery back in February. You know what that little piece of wood about that wide and about that tall says? God is greater than any problem I have. Isn't that wonderful? God is greater than any problem I'll ever have. I believe a rock here speaks of shelter. The Lord's our rock. In Him we hide a shelter in the time of storm. I believe also a rock speaks of security and strength. All of us need a sure foundation, a strong foundation for our lives to rest upon. The Lord has been tried and tested. I love that song, He is able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, go to Him for rest. Our Lord is able to deliver thee. He is a place today of security and strength. God is our refuge and strength. When Brother Sutton's son had surgery, had a pacemaker put in a few years ago, I went in to the room and read to him this verse, Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He's right there with us. The night doesn't get too dark. The day doesn't get too long. But what God is right there with us when we know Him. I'm thankful for this. There's a verse in Psalm 18 that really speaks to me. Psalm 18 and verse 2. I want you to notice the different times that David says, "My, my. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower." You know what Job said? Though He slays me, though my God takes my life, I'm going to trust Him. He's a place today of security. I told you about meeting with my insurance man up at Jerry's restaurant a few months ago. I've got insurance, and probably all of you here today have insurance. Everything is insured. Our church building here is insured. All of us have insurance. I'm talking today, friends, about spiritual insurance. All of us need insurance here in this life. Fire insurance, flood insurance, and so forth. But my friend, I want to ask you this. Do you have eternal life insurance? Eternal life insurance. David said, "The Lord is my rock. He is my strength. He is my deliverer." David went up against a 9-foot giant one time, Goliath. And he was victorious. Because David said that all may know that there is a God in Israel. And that giant was killed. Psalm 62 and verse 7 says, "In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God." Paul had a thorn in the flesh. And he asked God 3 times to take it away. And God said no 3 times. You know what Paul said? "Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For when I am weak, then am I strong." The Lord today can give us strength we didn't know we had. He can strengthen us and help us. Paul said in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I believe also that this rock, the Lord Jesus Christ, speaks to us of stability. The verse we mentioned a while ago in Psalm 40, in verse 2, says, He brought me up out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. We need to be stable. The Lord Jesus Christ today can give us stability. The rock on which we rest today. The Lord gives us direction. Paul said it like this, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. We need to be stable. The Lord doesn't want us to be blown about by every wind of doctrine. Stay in the Word. The Lord wants us to get our bearings straight and realize that we need to be following Him. The Lord can give us strength. Dr. Aldridge, who used to be president of Clear Creek Baptist School, he has his pilot license. And he was up flying one day, and he got in a storm, and he tried his best to get away from it. And he's cried out to the Lord and said, Lord, You know I'm worth more to You alive than dead. He was trying to bargain, I guess, in a way with the Lord. He knew that God was his rock. If you've ever shaken hands with Dr. Aldridge, you almost have to have your hand insured to shake hands with him. He's got a real Baptist handshake. That's kind of like to have. Dr. Aldridge knew where his rock was. God brought him out of that storm. And friends, God is able. When we're on the rock, He is able to take us through any storm, no matter how severe it is. In 1 Corinthians 15, the last verse of that chapter, Paul said, after talking about the resurrection, he said, Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I believe we need to be steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, Paul said in Galatians 5:1, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. God knows how He's leading us. He may lead us around, but He's leading us right. Are you on the rock? I love what a thought for the day in the Daily Bread said one time. Homes that are not on the rock, capital R-O-C-K, homes that are not on the rock may be on the rock. My friend, we need a place that's a sure foundation. And the Bible says in verse 6 of Psalm 62, He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. And God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge Him, and he shall direct thy paths. The Lord wants to lead you. David said, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Psalm 37:23. The Bible says we shouldn't fear. If we're in the center of God's will, our steps will not go astray. David said, for thou art my rock and my fortress, therefore for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. I love the song that says, he leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught, whatever I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He wants to lead you today. My prayer is that you'll trust him. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everyone sinned. And therefore, everyone needs a Savior. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. The Lord today is offering you a gift of salvation. It cost him his life. He gave his life freely there on the cross. For our sins. Our Father, we want to praise your name today for being such a friend to us. We know that Jesus is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. We thank thee so much for him, Father. Thank thee for his leadership. Thank thee for the Holy Spirit that he sent back on the day of Pentecost, and he has been here ever since. Thank thee that he lives in our hearts. Father, we just pray today that you would bless and work out your will in every precious soul here. Help us to know that time is short and eternity is long. Help us to make preparations for eternity. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Our invitation hymn today is page 215. Let him have his way with thee. 215. As we stand to sing. In prayer before we sing this other stanza. I know God loves you.